day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We've got the latest on those. Your afternoon wrap-up coming up next.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Well, feedlot country was generally quiet today, with some bids of $120 being identified in parts of the South. Asking prices around $114 in Kansas and Texas, and $175 plus in the North. Significant trade volume, though, could be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Meanwhile, the Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 5,462 head of cattle, with 2,729 actually sold. Most cattle seem to sell for $1 to $2 higher than last Wednesday's sale. The weighted average was $121.98, up from last week's weighted average of $120.52. Corn futures, though, were several cents higher today, with the stock market higher today as well, with the Dow Jones trading at a new record high of 20,059, up 147. The NASDAQ currently up 40 points. And although live cattle contracts spent most of the time in the green this morning, prices were moderately lower as we moved into the final trading hour. Trade remains cautious, stalling before the development of late week cash and Friday's release of the January 1 on feed report. And likewise, feeder issues were mostly lower today, with only spot January posting modest progress. With deferred live contracts drifting lower, feeder traders just didn't have much to hitch their wagons on. Beyond January, contracts range from 22 to 82 lower. Grain futures, too, were mostly lower across the board today, testing some short-term chart support after selling emerged quickly overnight. Corn prices, though, drifted lower on the heels of a bearish reversal today from new six-month highs. March was able to hold a test of support at an old resistance line, moving off of session lows. Soybeans finished down, edging past last week's low after failing to hold momentum from Tuesday's bullish reversal higher. Wheat prices, though, also a little lower today, with only Minneapolis struggling to stay even. Winter wheat nearby has tested support at the bottom of their January channels. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.